Hello, my name is George Cole, and I live on Keene Channel, about 17 miles south of Petersburg. I admire and respect those who have been advocating for the formation of a Petersburg borough. I know that they are good people who have worked hard for their community and who truly believe they have the best interests of their fellow citizens in their hearts and minds. But I have to say that I disagree with them over this issue. There has been a lot of rhetoric on both sides of this question. The proponents have said one or two things that resonate well, even with me. But they have also thrown a truckload of baloney at the wall in the hopes that some of it will stick before the ship leaves the station. I could go on and on about most of the reasons they give for forming a borough, and almost all of them can be refuted by a little research and logic. After a lot of sleepless nights thinking about this, I decided to throw out all the rhetoric and see if there is an underlying principle that can clearly and concisely define and differentiate the two positions. It boils down to the size of government and its resulting influence over your life. If you believe in bigger government, more taxation to pay for it, more municipal employees to run it, more rules and regulations to control everyone, and a concentration of authority and power in comparatively fewer hands, then by all means vote for the borough. If, on the other hand, you believe, as I do, in smaller government with fewer municipal employees resulting in less tax dollars taken from you to pay for them, and fewer rules and regulations with more personal freedom and personal responsibility, and you want to retain the maximum possible control over your own lives and property, then you must vote against the borough. It is really quite simple. Vote yes for bigger government, or vote no for smaller government. I urge you to do your own research. Visit the Gateway Borough website. Go to the Alaska Department of Labor website. Review the statutes on school funding. Check out the significant increase in the number of Wrangell municipal employees since they became a borough, and wonder at the associated costs, even as their overall labor force appreciably dwindled. If you do check out these things, you will most certainly vote no in the upcoming election. Thank you.